Boom, ch-ch, boom, 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 ch-ch.
Hello and welcome to Don't Air Films for Friday, July 30th. My name is Mike Tanner. I'm your hostess with the Moses. I'm going to be the one hosting for you today, mostly because no one else ever wants to. Today we're going to talk about a few different movies, actually quite a big lineup of movies, but I want to talk about something unfortunately serious first. And I want to thank one of my listeners for pointing this out to me, because I actually hadn't been made aware of it, but about a week ago, I had my little celebrity co-host bit as Maury Chaykin. I am unfortunately incredibly sad to say that Maury Chaykin, just yesterday, passed away at the age of 61. I believe that he was one of the absolutely great Canadian actors. I believe that, and actually, it's really funny because he's not not truly a Canadian actor. I believe he was actually born in America. I believe in New York, but is a Canadian actor. He was on a lot of different Canadian shows. In any case, he was fantastic. You know, I got to meet him once. It was one of the weirdest experiences of my life. I hope that, you know, sort of reach out to his family and everything like that, and hope that everyone's doing okay, as the world has lost a truly fantastic actor. And from there, which is a really downer note to start the show on, we're going to go into another relatively couple of downer notes. The first movie we're going to talk about today is going to be The Book of Eli, and boy, did this movie suck. I'll be entirely honest with the fact that I turned it off roughly 45 minutes to an hour in. It was that bad, and it's a rarity. I finish movies that are terrible. I literally finish movies that are absolutely miserable, and I just couldn't bring myself to do it this time. It was awful. A truly magnificently terrible film. I'll start with this. As per usual, Denzel Washington's cool as shit. Gary Oldman's terrifyingly awesome. The movie itself, like, you're going along and you're following it and you know what it's about from the beginning, and you hope and pray that that's not the direction they go with the movie. They unfortunately do. It's got Cheddar Bob in it from 8 Mile. I wish he had stuck to that. It is a legitimately miserable, miserable piece of shit film that never should have been made. I was talking about this today with a good friend of mine, when we were talking about different shows and who comes up with things and who comes up with movies and ideas and stuff. And we said, who really comes up with some of these things? Like, who just thinks, you know, it'd be awesome, this movie? No, it wouldn't. It's not explained very well. When it is explained, you think it's far-fetched and you don't think it's very reasonable or reliable or anything. And in general, it's just it's a piece of shit. It's garbage. Denzel Washington, as per usual, awesome. He's really cool, but like, you don't care about him at all. You don't care about any of the characters in the film. You don't care about him. You don't care about Gary Oldman. You're not supposed to. He's the bad guy, but you just want him to die, and you hope he does, but not in like a, I really, you know, hate this character, and I really am rooting against him. No, you just want him to die because the movie's fucking over. That's really how you feel about it. It's miserable. It's a piece of shit. It's literally not worth watching. And I was mortified at how terrible it is, and I give it half a Don't Air. Because it's just not good. I The Wolfman I actually preferred over this, and that is the saddest thing you could ever imagine or hear. That's movie number one. Movie number two we're going to talk about is going to be a movie called Sex Drive. I saw the unrated version of Sex Drive. I was told Sex Drive is very funny. First off, no, it's not. The first issue I have with Sex Drive is that this movie is an unoriginal piece of shit. There's a couple of scenes that are new, but generally, I mean, really, you're just making a more and more graphic, stupid American Pie. American Pie was relatively funny. It was something sort of new, albeit it came from a long line of movies of that style. I think it all comes back to Porky's, if you really look at it, in that sort of, you know, school days sort of style. But American Pie did a few things that hadn't been done before, really, in terms of the way they had jokes and how far they took some of them. The problem with Sex Drive is that aside from a few decent scenes with Clark Dukes and a couple of really, really funny scenes with Seth Green, who's actually quite funny in this, the movie is just terrible. It's unbelievable in every way. You never identify that this is a possibly true story, which you should. James Marsden's okay in it, but in general, it's a piece of garbage. Now, I watched the unrated version. Most unrated versions, and the directors are very clear about this in the beginning, are just kind of like, oh, you know, we showed a boob where we didn't show a boob before, or there's like, you know, bait, you know, something that's a little more off kilter. What they did in this movie is they input random and unnecessary cock and tits, just so like there'll be a mall sequence and all of a sudden someone will walk by topless that they've just green screened in and it's pretty obvious. Or someone will walk by with their cock out. It's really, really bad and unapologetically so. It gets worse. They leave in, and they tell you that you shouldn't watch the unrated version if you haven't watched the other one. Well, I got to tell you, the movie wasn't fucking good once. I'm not going to watch it twice. So I'm going to watch the unrated version. The problem with that is they leave in. I mean, leave in. They leave in scenes that have bloopers. They leave in scenes where people fuck up lines and they just leave it in. So you're like, oh, you know, that's funny. No, it's not. That's a blooper rule, you dickhead. It's not funny to watch Seth Green and Clark Dukes laugh when they're trying to have a scene. Like, it just takes all the... You literally sit there and go, am I watching the filming of a shitty movie or am I watching a shitty movie? Truth is, in this case, you're watching both. Sex Drive has a couple of highlights. Seth Green's really funny. James Marsden's really funny. Clark Dukes is rather funny. You really don't give a shit about the movie in general, and that's too bad because it had, you know, the chances, as per usual, of being a relatively, you know, funny comedy. But it loses it. Rob Corddry is pretty decently funny in it, but in general, it's a... Is it Rob Corddry? Yeah, I think so. Whoever it is. It's one of the guys from it. Anyways, the movie sucks. Don't watch it. I give it 1.5 donors. But it's miserable. We're going to go up from there, because really, can you go down? Sorry. Where we're going to go up to is a movie called Youth in Revolt. Unfortunately, we're not going to go up far. This is a Michael Cera film where it has Zach Galifianakis in it. Michael Cera plays two characters in this. He plays the same character Michael Cera always plays, the quirky, awkward guy who somehow gets the girl, despite the fact that he probably shouldn't. And he also plays this suave, cool French revolutionary. The problem is, A, they don't introduce it well enough, and they don't play it out as far as you could. There should have been much more of him as the revolutionary and much less of him as the wiener. Because they don't do a good job of balancing this, you just spend the time going, I wish the other person were here. I really wish the other character was actually part of this. It's a relatively interesting idea. It's sort of a Slums of Beverly Hills, sort of an awkward teen comedy, but something, it's an artsy-fartsy kind of movie, apparently based on a novel that I haven't read. In general, this movie's not that great. It's got some really fun. It's got a couple of funny scenes. Justin Long's in it, and he's really funny. Steve Buscemi's in it, and he's terrible, which is awful because he's usually so wicked. But in this, he's really quite legitimately bad. And that's basically where it ends. It's not a good movie, but it's better than the movies we've talked about so far. This, I guess, is the warning show where I basically tell you about movies you probably shouldn't see. The next movie we're going to talk about, I think you should see. And it's a film called Whip It. And I did not think in a million years that you should see this movie. I avoided it for a long time. Then I remembered how much I love Ellen Page and decided, fuck it, let's watch it. I watched it. It's got some really, really funny scenes, and it's very heartwarming. It's one of the more honest films I've seen. There's nothing that seems fake about this movie or the way people act in this movie. Daniel Stern as the father's great. I think it's Marcia Gay Harden. Is the mother. She's fantastic. Both of them are the way you think they should be. Ellen Page is always awesome. Maybe. I'll call her Maybe because I don't know her real name. The girl who plays Maybe from Arrested Development is in it as one of her great friends. And both of those characters are entirely believable. There's a couple of SNL people, including a great performance as far as I'm concerned by Jimmy Fallon, who I think is tremendously funny in this. And the other Wilson brother, who I didn't realize until this movie, is a Wilson brother, Andrew Wilson. He plays Beef Supreme in Idiocracy, which is the only other thing I'd ever seen him in. And in this, he actually gets a few lines and gets to actually try his acting a little bit. He's not a fantastic actor, but he's relatively amusing. He's relatively funny. In general, this is an honest, heartwarming sort of comedy drama. Sort of a Rocky for chicks on roller skates. And I like it. I think it's pretty cool. Ellen Page takes her intellectual role down a little bit, where she had it in movies like Juno and Smart People, where you're like, oh, you're really intelligent. And she sort of switches to like, you know, I'm just a normal everyday person. And I think she's a tremendous actor. I'm madly in love with her. And I think this is a good example of why she's such a great actress. Daniel Stern is really, really good in this as the father. And I can't say enough. Apparently this is Drew Barrymore's, I forget if it's her writing or directorial debut. I think it's directorial. It's funny. She's a terrible actress in this movie, but I really like the way it was filmed. I like the way it's acted out in general, except for her. I like the way it's directed. And, I think she's done a fantastic job and is possibly an okay director, which is kind of cool. I give it 2.25 Donairs. Two more movies to go today. We're doing quite a big show, and we're doing it as quickly as possible. The next movie up is Alice in Wonderland. Fuck you, Tim Burton. I hate Tim Burton with all my soul because I'm a staunch supporter of Kevin Smith. And if you know the story with Kevin Smith and Tim Burton, you'll understand. That being said, I've recently started watching some Tim Burton stuff that I previously boycotted. Now, obviously, this just came out recently, so I wasn't really boycotting it, but I boycotted some earlier stuff. I boycotted Corpse Bride until very recently, and I wish I had enough because it was fantastic. I'm going to watch The Nightmare Before Christmas, which I haven't seen before, and I'm sure it's going to be awesome. Nine, I'm iffy about, but this movie, Alice in Wonderland, it's funny. I heard a lot of people go, it's so dark. Yeah, do you know who Lewis Carroll is? Like, have you read the book? Do you know what this guy wrote? It's a dark, dark story. And I think this is fantastically done. The low light for me is the dance sequence at the very end. Absolutely miserable. But the Johnny Depp as the Mad Hatter and the backstory that they throw into it for him. I'm always iffy on throwing in this backstory, especially with Johnny Depp. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, I was really not pleased with the Willy Wonka backstory. And in this one, I'm a little iffy on the backstory of the Mad Hatter. But in general, his performance is fantastic. The girl's not overly believable. But then again, you're supposed to... I don't think you're supposed to think that she's that believable. It's a weird piece of it. Cheshire Cat's good. The Rabbit's good. Everyone else is really, really pretty solid. The Queens, Helena Bonham Carter is actually really great in it. She's probably, for me, the highlight of the movie. And she's really, really fantastic. And as much as it pains me to do so, because it's a Tim Burton piece of shit, I have to give it 2.5 Donaires, because I think it was really, really quite eloquently done. Beautifully filmed. It looks amazing. One of the best looking movies of the year. And that brings us to our finale. And our finale is, for me, at this point in my life, and I, you're going to bring up examples, and I'm going to say, yeah, you're right. That's probably better. I can think of one right now, The Rock. My all-time favorite action movie is Point Break. It's implausible. It's not believable. There's no way it could happen. And I don't give a shit. It's awesome. It's just how it is. My second favorite one, The Rock, totally improbable, implausible, impossible. Couldn't have happened. Nick Cage is a douchebag. Sean Connery's an asshole in it. And it's awesome. Like, really awesome. And that's the way I feel about those. This now ranks as my third favorite action movie of all time. And it is the new remake of The A-Team. This movie is fucking great. If you don't like it, shut up. You do not have a say in this if you do not like this movie. Because if you don't like this movie, you're an asshole. You really are a prick for not liking this movie. Here's reasons to like this movie. Bradley Cooper. Bradley Cooper is my pick for the new It guy. I'm secure enough to say he's hot as shit. Very, very attractive. Good looking, like a hunky kind of guy. Well built. Hilariously funny. Clearly illustrated in The Hangover. But has some depth in his ability to act. Illustrated in when he was in Alias. And in this movie, as the face, as Face Man, he's wicked. He's so awesome. He's so amazingly wicked in this movie. The guy who plays Murdoch, I forget his name right now. It's a guy from District 9. Murdoch is probably the highlight of this movie. He's so, so good. He's so funny. He really, really makes it. He's crazy and believable, and everything's awesome about that. Quentin Rampage Jackson basically plays Mr. T playing B.A. Baracus. He doesn't play his own take on this character. He is Mr. T playing this character. And it's awesome. He's so funny. First thing you need to do if you want to watch this movie, you want to have a good time, suspend all disbelief. Don't think that stuff needs to be realistic. It doesn't have to be. There's no way most of the scenes in this movie could ever happen. But who gives a shit? It's a movie and it's fucking great. They do a great job of making all these stunts. It looks amazing. It looks unbelievable. And it is unbelievable. Suspend disbelief. Liam Neeson, I kind of wondered when he was going to ask B.A. to get under the bed because they were going to take him. But anyways, last couple movies I've seen him in, Taken and this, I've really, really liked him. Patrick Wilson, real good in this. Really liked him. Gerald McCreary, not bad. Jessica Biel, hot as balls as usual. And in general, this is a great action movie. I give this 2.75. I would give it 3. But I can't, you know, it's just, you can't, it's not a brilliant film. It's a great action movie. It's not a brilliant film. And that's why I can't give it 3 Donaires, but it is really, really fantastic and you'll really love it. That's everything I got for today. I want to thank everyone for listening. Thank those comments. Keep them rolling in. I've had a lot of great comments lately and a lot of people sort of, let me know that they're listening, and I appreciate that. I want to let you know if you have any questions, comments, concerns, please email me, donairfilms@gmail.com. Free book, free copy of my book, Complete Strangers, if you email me at donairfilms@gmail.com and tell me your favorite movie. That's it for today.